We've had a steady flow of people for the arts, and the arts are a business. We have everything from tamales to beadwork, candles, artwork, Lisa Murkowski booth. We also have a silent auction in the drawings at 4 for St. Francis.
Okay. I've been selling these doilies for over 20 years now. They're all different. This is one, the state of Alaska, that I sent up to the state fair in Anchorage, and I got a ribbon on it.
I really like my son's design because it looks like it's a Chilkat blanket right there. Uh-huh. And plus it's a whimsical-looking wolf and, you know, kind of playful. And it's a very important crest for the Nanyai clan and the Kagwantans. And then this is the raven, and he's got this, you know, the hair kind of like when it blows in the wind, it looks really alive and happy. And it's, the raven is a creature that taught the Tlingit people everything there is to know about the world.
This is the Friends of the Museum table, and we are selling our Wrangell seafood cookbook that was put together by our Friends of the Museum members. And we also have the Wrangell history book put together by Patricia Neal. So today we thought it would be fun to feature a recipe from the book. This is from Chris Timothy, who doesn't live in Wrangell anymore, but was a longtime supporter of the Wrangell Museum.
My stepdad here has got handmade jewelry. He's got a lot of earrings made from beads. And then he's got the wired arrowheads. They're flinted, napped himself. And the beads, he all handmade those and all of those up there. And he's got a really good price on them.
Oh, these, actually the current bills that we see today, they took that shape in 1928. These bills, which are larger, were prior to that. So this one's actually 1899, and then the other ones are between 1899 and 1928.
I work with red cedar, yellow cedar, and local grasses, so all my things are natural, and I have garnets in my berry basket necklaces. And everything else is just made from local stuff.
I have antique clocks from Canada. I have hand-woven cedar bracelets made by my sister Kitty. I have hand-carved bracelets made by Doug Chilton. I have other bracelets made by people in town. And I have lots of jackets and socks, and this has been fun. It's been a good 2 days.
Oh, this is my artwork, and these are mostly oil and a few acrylic paintings. That one there is pastel, but Vicky right here next to me is a photographer, and she does wildlife and all of her prints, and she helped me get photos of my stuff and turn them into prints right here.
You got tigers and
lions and bears, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got some mobiles here that are made out of all things from the beach. I've mobiles with combs, bones. There's a rubber flippity flop. Then driftwood, assorted doodads, and there's a piece of a plunger on one. I've got little ornaments and rock noids, heads with, you just have to come down and see them.
I do have some earrings that have crystals on them. Some turquoise is my favorite, as you can tell. I've got a lot of turquoise here, and coral and jade and amber. As far as the dog bow ties go, I've got a selection of striped material, for boys or girl dogs. I also have some holiday affair fabric. Got some fabric that has turkeys on them. Be great for a party, Halloween party or Thanksgiving party. Some prints that have dog paws on them. Just, you know, a wide range of fabrics that I can make dog bow ties.